under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we have three items that we need to act on, and then obviously we have some folks here this evening, so we will entertain comment from those that would like to speak. Sorry, I just had video of myself, and it was a little bit of a shock. Okay. We have a resolution that will, with a vote of the board, authorize a public hearing and a publication of property assessment list for a Restore New York application, which I think I mailed to you folks the background on this. We are applying for funding for a Quality Inn demolition project as part of the Restore New York grant application round. I believe this is round four. These are funds that are supplied by the Economic Development, Economic Development Group. Thank you. We're going to apply for $250,000 in funding through Restore New York, with the Greene County IDA providing a match of $169,000. And this is to work on rehabilitating, which is the purpose of Restore New York, rehabilitating blighted properties. So we are actively pursuing this and working in collaboration with the county. The submitting applicant has to be with the municipality of record, and that's the town of Catskill. So if I could entertain a motion to present the following for consideration and adoption.
I make a motion.
Motion for Mr. Giordiano. I need a second.
Second.
Second for Mr. Vosper. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, clerk, you have posted all the appropriate notices on the hearing, and you'll follow up with the department. Yes. Thank you. Another resolution that is required as a result of the New York State Comptroller's Office asking us to have a certified public accounting firm review the records and dockets for the Town of Catskill Justice Court for the year ending December 31st, 2015. So Patterson Koski, Howe, and Gucci, who are our retained accountants, have been at that task. I think they've completed it, if I'm not mistaken, and they had nothing but good things to say about the clarity of the records. But to comply with the Comptroller's Office, we need to pass a motion. The motion is that the examination was performed with the guidelines set forth and indicated that the court records and dockets were maintained within the guidelines. So I would entertain a motion.
Motion.
Motion for Mr. McCulloch, second for Mr. Antonelli. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried, and my compliments to the court. The auditor is quite pleased. And our final one is a speed limit petition. We had, I believe, Mr. McKeon from Woodstock Avenue and Manorville Road in Palinville. That road is not marked for speed, and he was able to collect signatures. And we had a petition presented to us. The town board and the town highway superintendent are fully supportive of this request. I believe that Sean went out and reviewed it. So now we need to recommend to Mr. Van Valkenburg, the county highway superintendent, that he request the New York State Department of Transportation to reduce the speed limit to 30 miles an hour on Woodstock Avenue and Manorville Road. I would entertain a motion.
Motion.
Motion for Mr. McCulloch.
Second.
Second by Mr. Giordiano. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion is carried, and we'll let Mr. Van Valkenburg know. Excellent. Alan, can I ask you to make any updates? This is Alan Tavner from Delaware Engineering, and then we'll open this up to our residents that are impacted by the sewer, and then any other folks that are here tonight that would have comment or observation.
Well, just generally, the work is proceeding along Main Street, getting down past the funeral home. They did the crossing at South Jefferson, and that crew will be moving down South Jefferson towards to the end of that street. We're in the process. Luizy is working on getting the DOT permit They have made better progress, I think they thought we would, and we thought that they would, and are going to try to proceed through the interchange there underneath 23 and put in the line all the way to the throughway this year is what they're hoping to do. Anticipating adding a second crew at some point, probably that first crew will go down to Austin Acres and start coming up from there. But that won't be next week. Next week should be Main Street and South Jefferson. We need to, as we talked earlier, we need to coordinate a little bit better with Central Hudson and try to make sure the restoration gets done in one sequence consistently, as we thought Central Hudson was going to do, but they seem to have not been able to quite accomplish that, so we need to meet with them and get to the bottom of that. The pump station contract, the contractor's working over on the Carl property, putting in that pump station. They have rock today, so they're going to get equipment in to break out the rock. Not unexpected, but that slowed them down a little bit there. We are still working on getting a few of the easements for the grinder pump stations. We've got some of those, including Mr. Decker, who swore he didn't want sewer. He's put on a signing, so we've just got to make some editorial changes on his, and we should be good there. And the only complication we got was the Nickers pump station. Went and looked at that with Sean, and he likes to modify the cover, and I think he's right. It's put more of a manhole cover. It's got a hatch on it right now. It's not going to hold up as well for plowing over it, so I'm getting pricing from the contractor for that. And that's about where we are, I think.
Would you take questions from any residents here from Jefferson Heights?
Certainly.
I just got one. My name is Lance Thorne, 160 Jefferson Heights. I just like to know when will I get my sidewalk back and my flagpole. I love to get my flagpole back up and a tree replaced.
You live just across from the medical center, right?
Yeah, right across from there.
They did the initial yard restoration, some of that work already, but they haven't gotten that taken care of. That will be before the fall winter sets in. We'll get that replaced there. I don't have an exact date for you. I can check into that though and try to make sure it happens in the next couple of 3 weeks.
Oh, the grass is not coming in as good as...
It looks terrible. It
looks terrible. The lawn, I got a picture here, what the house, everything looked like.
Yeah. Well, we know, we met with you last week, Doreen.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah, yeah.
And you would not believe what it is now.
Well, we've got photos and videos of everything, and eventually we will get it there. It's just, it takes a little bit of time, so we're going to have to oversee it, I think, How are the rocks? Are rocks and gravel?
There's rocks and gravel.
Okay.
Sticks.
There's just, if you can be as patient as you can, there are quite a few yards, as you can see, we're going through there. And Central Hudson is putting in a little 6-inch diameter pipe 3 feet down. They're still coming through to do that. But I've been a little bit hesitant to do that until they come through. I don't know when they're coming through. We thought they would be through shortly behind the sewer crews, but they, like I said, what you heard, we need to talk with them and see what their schedule is.
I'm a very fussy guy. Believe me, I am.
It's your property. It's your lawn. Just be a little bit patient with us, and we'll try to get it as soon as we can.
Alan, nice to see you.
Yes.
Patty Payne, we all met.
Yep.
Neighbors of Janet and Lance. I was coming home from school today, and I noticed Jay Mullen, I believe it is, down by the baseball fields, who are contracted out by Central Hudson. And I went home and I said, you know what, I'm going to do my magic. And I went down there and I introduced myself. I know exactly what's going on. I know when it's going on. I know what they're going to do. I know when they're going to.
They told us a story too, Patty.
Let me add to you. It was really kind of weird. I felt like I was. I told you I'm from here. I thought I was at a class reunion. We all had the same third grade teacher, and it got even better because one of the gentlemen used to work. My father passed away. He says, "Oh my God, you're Pat Payne's daughter. I know who you are talking about Dunn's Lumberyard." there's no reason for these people not to speak to me with some respect and as if I'm intelligent. And I trusted what they said. They stated they're going to send someone around. They have to inspect me because there is a gas line going right to my home. And there's also a new meter that's going to be put on the outside. And I'm really thrilled that I spoke to them. They took their time because it really did relieve a lot of anxiety for me. Also, the issues with my one, I'm not real thrilled about it. I did say, as you know, I was going to lay down a blue stone slate instead. You know, the sidewalk. You guys laid a base down that was decent. I can't stress enough the importance of knowing what's happening. I'm going right to the engineers. I'm talking directly to you. This is my property. I can't afford to redo anything.
So what is Central Hudson's schedule that they told you?
They hope to be in the area, they said, in a few weeks, but they did say they would notify, because I want to be on my property, I want to know what's going on, but they also said they're going to be knocking on the doors. They need to come into my house. My meter is in my basement. It's now going to be outside. And they also were sending, they said they were going to send out a safety inspector. I'm concerned about the gas. Our third grade teacher blew up here, house blown with a bad leak for years that was approved and it shouldn't have been at the time. So we're all aware of that.
That's right, why they're replacing all the old steel line and gypsum lines.
Right. I also learned about county lines, where they can't dig, where they can. They are not taking my fence out of these prices. They showed me where the line was. There are certain rules that are regulated with county versus town. I didn't know that. And I also saw an arrow right to my house, and they explained to me the equipment that they were going to use and what they had to do in that case. I do know that some stuff had to come out, and I told them I would move the piece stone, and I'll dig that out. They said they would replace it.
Okay.
And so, then you know our conversation with Travis when you came over to my house, and I appreciate what you did.
And we'll go ahead and finish patching over that when we get it, once they get through
Central
there.
Right, Central Hudson, Mr. Kralovich, who I also know, he knew the message that had been given in regard to that situation as well.
Okay. Well, that's good.
So I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You've got to be knowledgeable with this.
Yeah.
You really do.
Well, you were the second house they went by, so, you know.
I was the third house.
And we met with them. Was it before or after we met with you guys? It was after.
Central Hudson. I think it was. Oh, it was immediately before. Immediately before we met with their engineering staff and one of their managers.
So we have a follow-up call.
Yes.
Do them. Because there were certain agreements that, handshake agreements,
I know that.
But still agreements.
Well, so I was advised to get it in writing. I haven't gone there yet, but.
No, they told us what they were going to direct Mullen to do, and there's certain limitations on what Mullen probably can do, so I think we got to.
And Mr. Murphy also came down, and he's a gentleman that said, oh my God, you're Pat Payne's daughter. I'm like, yeah. Now that might not mean anything to you, but he knows my dad. So he also confirmed that was with the water. I just still have a question with watering this lawn. My water bill is going to go up. I will present it, and I don't feel as I'm responsible for having to water the lawn.
And we heard that from the Thorns. We know we're also in drought conditions, so rain is not something we can depend on. We will take that discussion in our departmental meeting and have a conversation about that. You know, restoration, if you read the contract, and I have done my homework too, restoration, if you read the contract, is throughout the scope of the plan. But what we're trying to do is do as much as we can to address the immediate issues because of seasonality, right? So we know it's good, you know, we sidewalks prior to freezing, we understand that's important, all of those things. So everybody here, I think, is... Bob's going to live it himself shortly, so...
And September is usually a good time to get the grass going, but the weather has not cooperated.
Weather has not cooperated, so we're going to have to figure that out.
The problem is you're laying the seed down, and if it, you know, you're not watering, obviously it's not going to grow. Right. Pretty
simple. And another thing, when you did the driveway, and you know, the machines are very, very heavy, and you want to see the rest of our driveway, it's cracked.
Well, where they came back, if we had a small line across, now the crack is wide, which is going to heave in the winter.
You had to move into the cut, and further in, we share a driveway. There was a wide crack, and now it's even deeper and further apart, and you could see the piece of equipment. We spoke about it, and it's even there now.
Down and everything.
So
So that's not even where you cut it, it's further back.
That's where machines
are. It's just where the, it's a heavy machine, they are, and will do damage.
I'm not sure where they pulled back into the driveway.
But if you want to look at it,
you can see right where the tire marks.
No, I was there at your house, I've been at your house, I was there last week, remember, again, so, you know, I saw the crack, yeah. So we'll have to do something about that, we'll have to cut it back and seal it, I guess, but repave that.
And one other question, are you telling me I'm not supposed to, explain to me the handshake. Things were agreed upon a handshake with people watching that. That no longer is word? Do I have to have something in writing? Because I'll come by and get it.
No.
I'm talking, Stanley said things were done with a handshake.
No, I mean when we had a conversation with Central Hudson, where we had...
We also shook hands.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Yeah. No, you don't need anything else.
You don't need anything.
We agreed with Central Hudson was basically that...
It was a timing issue. What I was referring to is that we didn't have it in writing. What we're trying to do is, as much as is possible from a mechanical standpoint,
yes,
Central Hudson's timing is as close to Delaware Engineering project management timing in terms of the sewer and the gas line.
Yes.
Yeah, and we also worked out with them where we would make sure that it was just one repair patch rather than two repair patches, and that we would split the cost with Central Hudson, and so we needed
But I don't need anything in writing for that.
No, I do not. If you read the contract for the actual sewer thing, it's restoration conversation goes on through the project.
Okay. It will be at the very end, there will be a long punch list of broken flagpoles, hopefully not yours, but other things like that. Things like that would have to get resolved.
We
withhold 5% of the contractor's payments, so... We withheld, whatever, $50,000 worth of payments, and we'll be holding,
So it's just that ours was cemented into the ground when we had it landscaped. They cemented that into the ground.
Is it a wood or an iron?
Iron.
It's a metal.
It's metal.
We took it down. They left the flower pot there, and then they moved that. Okay. But we took the flagpole down before they started.
Well, we've got two resident engineers down here every day, all day long. So I know you've talked before, and I think he was over there and looked at it.
I would like to have a flagpole. Oh, I really would.
I will put that on the list and see what we can do about that sooner rather than later. Because I can see them wanting to wait and put in a bunch of sidewalk all at once when they've got enough concrete to do a whole bunch of sidewalk.
Right.
But there's no reason they shouldn't get your flagpole back up.
The other thing is FAQs, the water bills are going out. The village asked us to have the FAQs done by the 23rd. We met that based on your good work in terms of getting a revised FAQs. And for people who don't have a computer, et cetera, these will now go in your water bill. So when you open up your water bill, there'll also be, here's what's going on, here's where we started, here's where it's heading. It's an updated information.
That'll be quarterly.
And that'll be quarterly.
Thank you.
So every time there's a water bill, there'll be new information in there regarding this.
Great idea.
Okay?
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Alan, can you tell us again what's happening on South Jefferson and when it's happening and what's happening?
We're going down Lane Gravity Sewer, I think, about to the Red Schoolhouse. And then there'll be grinder pumps put in for your property afterwards, I believe.
So you're looking at October? What are we looking
at? Oh, no. Once they get started down there, maybe the first week of October before they get down to you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so we want to talk to you about something after the meeting. Okay.
Okay.
Anything?
Okay. Anyone else on the sewer?
Okay.
Thank you all for your forbearance. Disruptive is the middle name of that. Okay. Any other public comment? Oh, I got two hands. I'll start with Martina. And we're working on the 2-minute. The sewer thing is a special situation because we're kind of ongoing, but the 2-minute, if we can respect that, that would be great. Martina?
I just wanted to make the town board aware of the situation that's still happening out at my residence. We have gone to the planning board. They had put restrictions in place, and there are still things out there that are not compliant to the site plan restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a lot of stuff that's happening out there. I do want to make the town aware. I am going to speak with Mr. Fishman tomorrow, and I would like to know why things have not been enforced out there when the restrictions were to happen immediately, and we still have some stuff happening.
Okay.
So I do want to put the town aware of this, and if I have to, I would like to meet with you. As far as the right-of-way, I do want to update you. I have spoken to an engineer firm. We are tired of the runoff on our property, and the right-of-way, come winter, we're coming down our driveway, and it's nothing but a sheet of ice. And the engineer firm will be working on putting culverts. I did speak to the town today about getting, if we needed permits and stuff like that, and they said no. Our deed pretty well spells out what we can do on our property. We're going to go from there. We're going to have to deal with a lot of the situations ourselves, which is a lot of cost. And
The right of way you're referring to is Old 23?
Yes, it's Old 23. I was down at the county today, and they said that it is an abandoned road. They don't even have a map of that.
They don't.
I do have an acquisition map that is being helped. It's actually helpful because I have another attorney down in the city that's looking at all this stuff to see what's going on with that right of way.
So the state abandoned that road.
The state, from my understanding, the state turned it over to the county. The county abandoned it. I don't know the whole thing. I'm letting the attorney do all the research on that. But we, in the meantime, we get the runoff. And we want to improve the road. As when we come in, we don't want to have to be driving through potholes. And I kind of feel that that should have been addressed at the planning board meeting. However, the planning board had said that it's a county road, but the county's abandoned it. So it would be nice to work with all the neighbors and try to, get the situation so that it's workable for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Mr. Edwards and his wife is here, and I just want to make them aware of what's happening as well. Miss Martin is here too, and we'll try to work with everybody, try to get more information on this road and the legality of it, and stop the runoff on our property as well. So I thank you for your time, and I will get to Mr. Fishman. He wasn't in today, and we'll try to keep working on things to make the situation better out there for all of us. Because we do live there, and it is our properties, it is our, it's our lives. And we should have peace, and we should have a healthy environment.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I'd like to give before we go to this one more time, I would like to ask Arielle to make any comments regarding the Pilgrim Pipeline, I'm assuming.
Yes, I have a little spiel, if that's okay. So, you all are pretty familiar with me coming
this
here.
This is Arielle Harmon.
Hi.
Heads of a volunteer organization's action organization regarding the Pilgrim Pipeline.
So I just wanted to kind of give a quick update and let everybody know about a public meeting that is upcoming.
Copy for each of you.
So the most recent development, which you may be familiar with already because you received the documents, is that the positive declaration on the project was released last week by the lead agencies, and this marks the beginning of the scoping period. This is the time period where public input is brought into the process, and the lead agencies will use this public input to direct the requirements for the environmental impact statement for this double pipeline project that is slated to
come through our community. In the past, the town of Catskill had passed a resolution against the pipelines in recognition of the incompatibility with the town's development plans, in particular with the Weeds Development Project. Since then, it's been pointed out and discussed that this pipeline route also directly intersects the main water infrastructure for the village of Catskill, which, as is been discussed here, is also the water sewer infrastructure for a lot of the town of Catskill. The company that's proposing to put this pipeline in has not recognized anything about this intersection of the oil pipelines with our water infrastructure, so they've provided no information, no guidance on how to protect our water infrastructure, what they plan to do with it, how they plan to deal with it. As of now, they've completely ignored it. They never even put the Village of Catskill or the Water Board on their mailing list to receive information and updates about this project. This creates really a quadruple threat to our community. So there's two pipelines. There's a crude oil pipeline and a finished products pipeline, such as gasoline. And it's affecting our water supply and our sewer lines. So the impacts on the town and the village are both pretty extreme. The village and large areas of the town could be left without water. As I mentioned, the Weeds Development Project would be threatened in yet another manner. The New York State Department of Health-supported sewer expansion project would also be threatened, along with all of our sewage infrastructure, which puts the Catskill Creek, among other creeks in this area, at risk of contamination. In response to these threats, the Village of Catskill and the Catskill Water Board have also recently agreed to pass resolutions against the Pilgrim Pipelines project. So, where we are now is we are hosting a public information meeting on September 29th, which we want to invite all municipal leaders, all residents, anybody who's concerned or interested in finding out what this project could mean for us, you know, where we are now, how to move forward. And I wanted to also point out how important this is to our first responders, and also put out a special invitation to our first responders to come to the meeting and try to learn more about this. They would be the first people at risk. They would be on the front lines of dealing with an emergency. They would be the ones carrying responsibility of dealing with an emergency that we, along with every other small town and village, are not financially equipped to handle. So there's some really, really big issues involved.
So we can...
And also at the meeting, so it's going to be information, and it will be, we're also going to have at the meeting a scoping workshop where people can learn how to submit their comments in the scoping process.
So the town has pretty much agreed that environmental impact, economic impact, first responder impact. So we're on board. We have economic impact participation from the IDA in terms of their assessment of any potential projects and the impact this would have on. We will participate in the public comment and the scoping process. So we will articulate that in all the ways, and I'm sure one or two of us will be present at the your meeting, your training.
Great.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right.
And if it might be possible for Liz to put the flyer up in the office.
Absolutely. And we'll post it on whatever media we have.
And it's on Facebook too. The sites are on the flyer, so you can find it.
Good.
Thank
you
so much.
All right. Thanks, everyone. We appreciate it.
Still remind you that there is a toxic landfill still out next to my house, 2851 Route 23A in Palinville, dumped into the waters of the New York State Nationally Protected Wetlands. That's something I'd like to share with you. My son alone is his diagnosis. A 10-year-old boy should be out there playing baseball, having a good time, enjoying. He has medical conditions, and this isn't even all of them, tremors of the nervous system, thrush, unspecified abdominal pain, bilateral headaches, ADHD, which can actually come from toxin exposure, nystagmus, which nystagmus, if you're not born with, then you get later. It is the first cause is exposure to toxins, where his eyes roll back in his head and his eyes dance around. I can imagine being a 10-year-old boy going into middle school with that. Exposure to toxic chemicals, reactive airway disease, and an arachnoid cyst in his head. But I've also found seizure activity now in my younger daughter's head. Hopefully by getting away from the exposure, they think it can reroute itself. We're hoping so. I would also like to share with you guys have tried to bring up the issue with the DEC and the health department had tested the water of the wetlands. It's a little more than 2 minutes, won't play it all. This is Ralph Swider.
Oh, no, we're not going to play any other video. Please.
Oh, it's not a video. It's just a recording of the Department of Health admitting that it was false testing that EDC took that you guys tried to impose.
I would ask respectfully that we keep this to 2 minutes.
Okay. I don't think I'm
going to. I understand, but you've articulated this several times to us.
Oh, no, this is regarding the first time I've done this. No, this is the first time I've done this.
Okay.
And it is a public official, and we are the public, and we have every right to know what our public officials
But I just have no jurisdiction over the Department of Health.
Oh, no, I understand that, but okay. I'm letting the town of Catskill know that there's false water testing and cover-up around a toxic landfill in your own property that you guys invite tourists to come swim in these creeks that are right downhill of a 50-foot wall of illegal contaminated construction material in the water of the wetlands.
Go ahead and play it, and then that'll conclude you.
Okay,
your time. Since I became town supervisor, I have had contact from the Department of State, the Department of Health, the EPA, the DEC, the Planning Board of the Town of Catskill, the Zoning Board of the Town of Catskill, and our Code Enforcement Officer.
That's the list of all the people who have lied and covered this up. You are so correct. And I could add a couple more to that also. I'll be here for the next
time. You may have your opinion, but I will tell you that everyone.
Oh no, I have the proof. But you just.
I have every document that they have sent me.
Well, so do I.
And the town is very comfortable.
I'll be here
the
next
information. Thank you for your comments, Ms. Martin.
I'll be here next.
But I ask the super folks in the back. I know you had a question.
Okay.
From Alan, did you have? Oh no, you wanted to talk to Alan afterwards.
Right.
Yeah. Correct. Okay. All right. Any other comment from anyone in the public comment section? Otherwise, I will call for adjournment. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second from Mr. Gottberg. All in favor? Aye. Thank you all for attending.
Thank you. Well, you guys know how to run a meeting. You know how to run a meeting. 20, 35 minutes.